I've given that a great deal of thought. I really don't know the answer to that question. I've looked at it from the most spiritual to the most physical, because as far as I know, I'm the only individual in mountaineering history to go into hypothermic coma in the high mountains and come back out of it. I think the spiritual largely speaks for itself. The physical, the sun, even in a storm, when it's out fully during the day and in a very high mountain like that, is incredibly strong. The clothes that you're wearing are designed to absorb the heat, and ultimately, it only has to raise your body temperature a little bit to where you're able to regain consciousness, open your eyes, and at that point, the decision on getting up and moving versus surrender is entirely up to you.